So I picked out some verses that, go to Genesis, please. Lord, we thank you for your word. Amen? We thank you for your word, God. I thank you love me enough to see that I got a copy, two copies, three copies, four copies. Lord, our house is full of Bibles, Lord. I'm so thankful that you've given us the word of God. I'm so thankful we got cases of them back there to give to the people at the food pantry. God, I am thankful that we are not lacking the word of God. It's a famine from doing and living and walking the word of God, not having the word of God. So, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, that you give us a passion for the word of God. And, God, that we would be doers of the word and not hearers only, God, in Jesus' name. Genesis, chapter 10. Y'all got that? These were the sons of Shem according to their families, according to their languages, in their lands, according to their nations. These were the families of the sons of Noah according to their generations, in their nations, and from the nations were divided on earth after the flood. Chapter 11, the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from the face of the whole earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the whole earth. And what I wanted to pull out of there is verse 6. It says, and the Lord said, indeed the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing they propose to do will be withheld from them. And this is a spiritual truth. When we have one language and we come together in one accord, it's the same principle. Nothing will be withheld from us. It can be for good. It can be for evil. And God stopped it because their whole purpose was to make themselves famous, make themselves known. It was a place where they observed the stars. It was a demonic thing they were working on. But it's the same as and I want to compare it to building this wall together, okay? There's a reason God wants to do this, and it's not so there'll be pretty cedar. I mean, that's good, but I believe God wants to get us in one accord and one purpose as we build this together, and everybody can have a part. Some people, ladies, you can drive nails, maybe you want to do that, but you can varnish this stuff. There's all kinds of things we can do. But when we built that barn together, the reason we weren't freaked out because we were worshiping in a barn is because we built it together. And it wasn't pretty, it wasn't warm, it wasn't anything like that, but we were in one accord about it. So I believe as we do this together, it's going to help establish us in one accord again. And there's power when you're in one accord. And I urge you to go to this Friday night Bible study and prayer and worship, whatever it is. I urge you to go there because the whole purpose is one accord, to get the people in one accord. And, if we never see each other outside of Sunday morning or Wednesday night, you know, I mean, that's good, but there's more. And if anybody says they're too busy to do it, it's been me, but, you know, we need to deal with all this busyness, you know. Does that make sense? Here, I got another scripture for you. Go to Psalm 133. And y'all are familiar with this, I know, because we use this for the Highway 150 corridor. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard, and the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings of life forevermore. So God is well pleased when there's unity. And he compares it to the anointing oil dripping off of Aaron down his beard and onto his garments. The anointing breaks the yoke, right? The anointing of God breaks the yoke. So we've got to be aware that we need the anointing, right? And I'm going to read Nehemiah 4, but before I do, I'm going to read, when they rebuilt those walls, you know how long it took them? I do, because I looked it up. 52 days. How much, what'd you say? Did y'all guess?
Oh, I guess 400 years.
Well, the wall was there, but it said it was in ruins. It said that a donkey couldn't even get through a gate. It was messed up real bad. 52 days. Let me tell you, this is just the remnant. This wasn't all of Israel. This was just some of the ones that they had allowed to come back with Nehemiah to work on this wall. This wall, the length of this wall was 4,018 meters, which is about 2.5 miles. The average height was 39 feet. The average thickness was 8.5 feet. And the walls contained 34 watchtowers and 10 gates. And they restored it in 52 days. And that's pretty miraculous, but they had the enemy that was coming after them and threatened to kill them and threatened to take them out. And so the Bible says at one point they'd have a trowel in one hand putting down the mortar, in the other hand they'd have a spear or a weapon or a sword. And said one would watch, one would stand at one's back and protect him from the enemy while the other one worked. So we've got an enemy too, right? His name's Satan. He has lots of demons that want to stop the work of God, right? But we cannot allow that to happen. We cannot allow discouragement. Listen, the church gets discouraged. And I'm not talking about our church. I'm talking about all churches get discouraged. But when that happens, you got to mount up. Listen, you got to go to war. Hello, you got to go to war. I was talking about pleading the blood of Jesus last week. I have not got a fresh revelation about it because I always knew the blood of Jesus worked, but I just let it go sometimes. And you let the enemy step on you, and you let the enemy step on your family, and you won't even let out a whimper. You'll just go, well, that's just the way it is. They got to make their own decision. That's true. But they don't have to get it easy. Man, you can go to war, and you can proclaim the blood of Jesus over your children's minds. You can proclaim the blood of Jesus over their destiny and just claim it, claim it, claim it. And that's why we need to come together. Because I've got a child that's not walking with God, and some of y'all's got children that ain't walking with God, and we need to come together and agree on that, that they will come back into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Is that a promise?
Yes.
My mama went to the Methodist church. We didn't pray before we ate. We didn't have prayer meetings. We didn't study the Bible together. We didn't do anything like that, but my mom believed. My dad believed. Most of y'all probably grew up in a home like that. I don't know. Maybe y'all grew up in a home that didn't do nothing, never went to church. But you knew my mama was praying for me. My mama prayed for me. Listen, my mama prayed for me. After I quit going to church, she even had the preacher. You know how the preacher used to come out and visit every now and then, and you'd have to clean up the house and get all the stuff out of the way. No, really, it's true. It's true. And he always came at a really inconvenient time. I'm just saying, at my house. Now, my mom personally invited the pastor over to talk to me about getting straight with God. I was 17 or 18 and rebellious, and I didn't want to hear it. So I politely told him that. Reverend, no, he was an evangelist. Brother Phillips, he was an evangelist, man. He said, son, he said, you can keep going the way you're going, but you're going to be in for some trouble. He was right. I was a hardhead, but you know what? Praise God. My mom, I'd come in my car. My mom and dad bought me one of them big upright, what, them pianos. They're huge ones. They weigh 10,000 pounds. You know what I'm talking? They're about this big. They're just big. And she bought it, and she nurtured it, and she antiqued it. You can remember when they used to take this paint that looked like a grain of wood, but it was weird, different colors and stuff. So she did that, and because Mark wanted to take piano lessons. Yeah, I wanted to take piano lessons. And so when I couldn't play the Beatles songs right away, I said, I ain't going to do this. Had to practice 20 minutes a day, I think. And I'd run into the kitchen and look at the clock. Go back and practice, okay? I just want every 2 minutes I go look, see what time it was. I want to play baseball. I want to do something else. Well, Mom's the only one that learned to play that piano, and she couldn't play very well. But now that I look back, I think it was her time with the Lord, because I'd come in sometimes and she'd be playing hymns out of the hymn book. And I think, well, she was probably, now that I look back, she was probably worshiping and praying. And I just think it's cool the way things turn around like that. But anyway, they had a big job. I don't know where he got over to my mom, but they had a very big job. And it was a miraculous thing that they got this thing built in 52 days. So I don't know how many days are left in this year. I think less than 50, probably 40-something. Is that true? I think we could have that. I think we could have that cedar done and before the first of the year. Just my opinion. And Brother Dan's found the wood for us. And so anyway. But Nehemiah 4:16. So it was from that time on that half of my service worked at construction, while the other half held spears and shields and bows and wore armor, and the leaders were behind all the house of Judah. Those who built on the wall and those who carried burdens loaded themselves so that with one hand they worked at construction, and with the other they held a weapon. Every one of the builders had his sword girded by his side as he built, and the one who sounded the trumpet was beside me. And I said to the nobles, the rulers, and the rest of the people, the work is great and extensive, and we are separated far from one another on the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us. 6:15. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations around us saw these things that they were disheartened in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was done by our God. So they rebuilt the physical walls. They did it in 52 days. And it said the enemies were pretty much, the air was let out of them. When we complete great tasks for the Lord, the enemy loses his power. He loses his power when we don't balk, we don't stop, we keep pressing on until we see the finish of it. And then, right after that, they got the Word of God out and started reading the Word of God. They rebuilt the physical walls first, and then they rebuilt the spiritual walls. They read about the commandments of the Lord. They read about the ways of the Lord. They read about worshiping the Lord. And they read it, and they said, let's do it. They repented of their sins, and they turned from evil. And God restored that kingdom. Like I say, they did the physical first. Maybe you should do the spiritual first. But anyway, one reminds us of another. I don't know why God said to do this, but I believe it was the word of the Lord. I'll go along with whatever the church, you know, whatever the church thinks is right. But I do believe it's going to be more than making it pretty. I believe there's a reason for it. I believe the wall is significant, of building the wall back up around our church, to build the wall back up around our families, to build the wall back up around this region. And it's just a sign. It's a physical sign of what God wants to do, I believe. But we'll talk about all that later. Lord Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for all the signs and the wonders, God, you've shown us in the Word of God. God, we thank you for loving us, God. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence here, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the deaf see, the blind hear, the dead are raised, cancer is cursed. We thank you for life, God, and we thank you for life abundantly. Lord, we make demand on that abundant life right now. Amen? Make demand on it? Want the abundant life? Or you want to just live with just enough? Just enough. Is that all you want? God doesn't want you to have just enough. God wants you to walk in abundance. There's a land of lack. A lot of people live in lack. Praise God. I've never lived in lack since I started serving the Lord and obeying His statutes. Never lived in the land of lack. Have lived in the land of just enough for a while, but you know what? There's a land flowing with milk and honey. And I'm not talking no prosperity teaching. I'm talking health. I'm talking about your family. I'm thinking about children and Lord, family, you know, all the things that we want more than anything as parents. We want more than anything as grandparents. We're going to see that great move of God. So how many of y'all want the great things of God? Say it, Sarah. What? What promise do you want? Signs and wonders and miracles. What's that to you? What's that to you? Your whole household being saved. Praise God. Yes, it is. Who else had their hand up? Yes.
I want the whole nation come to Jesus.
See the whole nation come to Jesus. Yes. A great outpouring, God. That's a big one, buddy. Don't look likely, does it? That's because we're looking through man's eyes. That's because we're looking at the 6 o'clock news eyes. Don't look good. Don't look too good. 100 plus murders in little bitty Hicktown, Louisville, Kentucky, man. 100 murders. We finally made the big time. All the news stations doing specials on the opioid crisis. It is a crisis. There's only one thing that can heal it. Jesus. Jesus. Somebody else had their hands up. What do you want? What do you want in the promises of God? You had something, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, I want a house.
You want a house? Why not? Why not? Give him a house, Jesus. Give this family a house, Jesus. Give them what it takes to get one, Jesus. Who else got a something from the Word of God you want to claim and proclaim? Yes. All your grandchildren come to Jesus. How many is there? Three? Well, that's easy. Praise God. Boy, y'all just aren't too needy, are you? You don't. You have not because you ask not. What? You can't have another one. Yeah, you can, man. I'm just teasing you. Want to be a millionaire and start your own? You want to start the business or become a millionaire first? Okay. You can start a business when you're a millionaire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, and you're going to bless the kingdom of God with that, aren't you? Yes. Anybody else? Yes, Chuck. Completely healed of cancer. Why not? Why not? There was a guy in the Methodist church today that had to, he had one of those on. I don't know why he would have. He could have just went like me, but no, he may have been operated. I don't know what the situation was, but they said a PET scan had come back. Y'all know what that is? Said it was gone, gone, gone. I never heard of so many cancers being healed as I have here lately. Just God's moving. I really believe that with all my heart. Anybody else? Yes. Your whole family healed and saved and delivered, and all the prosperity of the gospel come forth. Amen. Is that yours? She stole yours? Okay, and we're gonna have prayer here because some people need prayer, desperately need some prayer today of agreement, and we're gonna see God do some mighty things. But faith, listen, faith comes by
hearing by the word.
And hearing by the word of God, right? So I challenge you. I challenged the youth group the other night that they would read through the entire Bible next year. And I bet there's people sitting in here, adults, that have never done that. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. I'm talking even Chronicles. I'm talking Numbers. I'm talking every word. Now, that's not something to put a deal on you. No. But if you don't put the Word of God in you, you're going to fall for the things of this world. You read it even when you're bored and you don't feel like it. You go to work when you don't feel like it, don't you? Or do y'all always, oh boy, I get to go to work today. So if you'll go after spiritual things the way you go after worldly things, man, we'll see a great move of God. Don't look at that. That's a distraction from the enemy. That's a demonic bug right there. And it just grabbed you. I'm just teasing you, sir. Now everybody's looking at it. I shouldn't have, woo, 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 I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It's coming to the light, see? It's coming to the light. Maybe it's not a demon bug. Nope. Right, knocked something out of there, didn't it? Well, let's stand up. I praise God now that I've got a cell phone company, I can actually stream and watch videos unlimited. So I've been YouTubing a little bit. Man, you wouldn't believe all the preaching and all the get to watch Sid Roth, get to watch all these. I like him. Amazing stuff. But if you look around at the stuff that's going on right now in the world, if you look at the teachings that are going on in the world, I mean, you better know the Word of God. I mean, it's, you know, there will be people that will run to get the mark of the beast. They won't even bat their eye because they don't even know what it is. I mean, there's a time coming very shortly where you're going to have to make some decisions. Is it about Jesus? Is it about God? Is it about eternity? Or is it about just now? You know, God, we need to know the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. We need to live the Word. We need to love the Word of God. God wants to bless us. But like I know several years ago it said about computers, garbage in, garbage out. If you base your teaching on what's going on the world news or the local news or, you know, or the music, my Lord, it's demonic. I mean, really, it is demonic, the things that are going on in the music world. It was when we were growing up, but it was not visual. It was mainly words, and now I'm like, in your face, they show these Lady Gaga and what's that other one's name? Beyonce. And they're dressing up in Egyptian, what are they? Egyptian goddesses, man. I mean, and young people are going, yeah, 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 you know, and they're inviting these demon spirits of sensuality and lust in. It's sick. So we need to pray. We need to pray that this deception will be pulled off of them. And some of us probably listen to some garbage too. Just because it says country don't mean they're not worshiping demons now. So, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father, Lord, I just bless these people, God. Bless these saints of God that love you and their desire is to follow you. Their desire is to spend time with you, Jesus. God, we just come against the prince of the power of the air right now in Jesus' name. There's no accident that he controls the media. There's no accident that he's behind most of the music that the world listens to. He's the prince of the power of the air. God, let us follow the things of the Lord, God. I just curse every Jezebel spirit that's jumped on every young man and every young woman and has drawn them into lust, that has drawn them into perversion. I curse that thing. Right now, we curse that thing in the name of Jesus. We curse that Jezebel spirit in the name of Jesus. It comes to steal destiny. No more will you steal from our children. No more will you steal from our grandchildren. We plead the blood of Jesus on our children's minds. God, that you renew their mind. They once knew you. They once sang, Jesus loves me, this I know. But now they've lost their touch. They've lost their faith. God, restore faith in our families, God. Restore faith in our children, God. And we're asking you do it now, not when they're 30 or 40 years old, not when they've got baggage and hurt and all kinds of things in their life, God. Now, restore them, God. Now, restore them, God. I pray for dreams and visions and miracles and signs and wonders, God. But above all, they will hear the voice of the Most High God. We proclaim in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahweh, creator of the universe, we proclaim the light to fall on our family. The light of God to shine, a blinding light, like the light that hit Saul in the middle of the day and knocked him off his donkey. God, hit my son like that. Hit my grandson like that. Hit my granddaughter like that, God. Hit Kelly like that, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Pry them loose from the things of this world, God. In Jesus' name. Y'all can put your family in there. I'm praying for my family, God. Just start going to war for your family right now. Jesus. Mighty God. Mighty God. Hold your hands up. Praise Him. Praise Him for hearing you. Praise Him for touching your family. He loves them so much. He loves your son. He loves your daughter. He loves your mom. He loves your dad. God, He loves them all, and He has a purpose and a plan for their life, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bring them in from the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, that your house, that your dinner table might be full, God. Ho, the supper of the Lamb, God, let it be full. Let it be so full, God. And today as we pray, Jesus, Lord, we thank You for Your Word. Your Word is truth. Your Word is life. Your Word is the same. It hasn't changed. It's the same word of God that when Jesus spoke to the leper, they were made whole and healed. When Jesus spoke to the blind person, they received their sight. When Jesus prayed for the deaf, they heard. The lame, they walked. The dead, they rose. God, You are, say, You are the same. You are the same. You're the same God that worked with Peter and Paul, and the disciples, and the apostles. You're the same God that stood on the mount before You resurrected, and You're the same God that said, and these signs shall follow those who believe. They will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. If a poison snake bites them, it ain't gonna hurt them. If they're given deadly poison, they're gonna be okay. They will, and they will. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they will, they shall recover in Jesus' name. Your word hasn't changed, God. We may have changed. We may have walked away from the truth, but, oh, God, You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life, and You never change. So, God, build up the most Holy Ghost faith in us right now, God. Building up truth in us, Jesus. Build up life in us, Jesus. Jesus.
Bible says to come to Him like a little child. And this sweet little child just climbed up these steps and got about halfway up and looked over at me with a big smile like, is it okay? It's okay. And that's the way God's looking at us. It's okay. I want to do things for You. You don't have to beg me. Just smile at me and be thankful. Are you thankful, honey? You are, aren't you? come on up here, Danny and Mike. Jamie, Kristen, Jenny. Mary, I want the whole church to gather around up here. But you came here from Indianapolis to receive prayer for healing, correct? Can you tell me what? You're 8 weeks pregnant, and you usually miscarry about, and you want this baby full term,
Is it a little boy or a little girl, or you don't know yet? Well, come on up here, because we got some warriors, and we got some people that have even been through the same thing.